Good afternoon. I'd like to disclose the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months as employment by the commercial entity Lehigh Valley Health Network, which I'm employed by. According to the CDC, about 133 million Americans live with at least one chronic disease. More than 75% of healthcare costs are due to these chronic conditions. As a result of these astounding statistics, population health is becoming the focus of wellness and preventative efforts. Healthcare systems are seeking ways to improve health of their patients, but are met with challenges related to the complexity of human behavior. So today I would like to share with you how Lehigh Valley Health Network sought to improve the health of our population. Let me start with who we are. Valley Preferred is a leading provider PPO. It was founded in 1993 and it's based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Valley Preferred is dedicated to connecting local businesses and individuals with quality health care coverage while enhancing personal health. Valley Preferred is aligned with Lehigh Valley Health Network by connecting local businesses and individuals to preferred providers. Lehigh Valley Health Network is the largest academic community hospital in Pennsylvania, has three main campuses, and has been recognized as a magnet hospital. Our services provide care that is beyond the coverage and extend over the entire care continuum. Included in our care continuum is our benefit program, which is our comprehensive worksite wellness program, utilization management, which provides medical management for our clients, and our disease management, which will be the focus of this presentation, and provides education and support to those living with chronic disease. We also include the case management, which manages complex, catastrophic care for our clients. Our program is supported by a medical director, registered nurse coaches, administrative staff, health educators, as well as behavioral health specialists. We provide education and support for 8 chronic diseases. We do pediatrics and adults for asthma, congestive heart failure, diabetes, hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. The focus of this program is on the members' needs and the goals that are set by them. Primary mode of communication is telephonic, although recently we have incorporated face-to-face coaching, which embeds a health coach in a primary care provider's office. Moving forward, we decided to assess our disease management strengths and weaknesses and question the effectiveness of our interventions. In effort to improve our program, we developed the following PICO question, which is a technique medical researchers use to develop a clinical question. The 5 areas that are looked at are population. The population included in this study are members covered by our self-funded health plan and identified as having chronic disease. Intervention. The intervention we would apply is to stratify, classify our population, and provide interventions appropriate for each classification level. Comparative treatment is providing interventions regardless of risk level. Outcomes is to increase engagement in the disease management program and to improve the health outcomes of our population. The time we measured is from January 2010 to December 2010. In preparing to redesign and restructure our program, we performed a little literature search in regards to risk stratification. There was very little research information in relation to applying interventions to risk classification levels, but we were able to find a vast amount of information in relation to predictive modeling. Predictive modeling research states that stratification is an important component of a disease management program and allows organizations to manage their costs as well as target their resources. The literature review on the application of health education and health behavior theory indicates most disease management programs incorporate the stages of changes, but do not have a thorough understanding of the behavioral change theories, and in order to change behavior, you need to understand and influence the individual health risk, the disease, and their treatment perception. To understand and influence our population, we applied the following theories: trans-theoretical model of change, health belief model, and the diffusion of innovations to our disease management program. The trans-theoretical model assesses individuals' readiness to change a behavior. The change of changes model characterizes change as a process and not an event, and that individuals will move back and forth through the various stages. The health belief model was one of the first models to apply behavioral science to health. The model helps us understand the likelihood that an individual will adapt a course of action to change their behavior. First, the individual needs to perceive that they are susceptible. Then they need to assess what they will lose or give up if they take this action, and do the benefits outweigh the barriers. Lastly, if the individual perceives they are susceptible, they will be triggered into an action by an internal or external cue. The diffusion of innovation theory seeks to explain how, why, and at what rate new ideas are spread. This theory helps us understand how physicians participate in our disease management program. We then integrated these theories into our disease management program to better understand our population of focus. The trans-theoretical model is the most common theory and used in the disease management program. We applied this model when the nurse coaches were setting goals with our patients and planning for future interventions. The insight that the nurse coach had was able to accept to, for them to be able to set a goal that was appropriate for them. The health belief model, the individual is identified for the disease management program, needs to be convinced that they are susceptible, and the benefits of joining the program would outweigh the barriers. Outreach algorithms were put into place. Educational materials and program prompts were designed with health belief model in mind. Educational materials and correspondence sent to the member were reviewed by our health educators. First, they reviewed to make sure that the health literacy was appropriate for all learning levels, and to make sure the message that we were sending to our members, that the message was clear that if you joined the program, that it would definitely be outweighing the barriers. Applying the diffusion of innovation theory to our disease management program had more to do with influencing our physicians. Physicians are key stakeholders and are strongly influenced by financial incentives. Physicians were influenced to have their patients engage and to support the disease management program. We involved physicians in developing our clinical guidelines and aligned our patient outcomes of our program with their goals in mind. We developed scorecards, which provided an evaluation tools so physicians may see if improvement was made, providing proof for those who may be late adopters. I'd like to provide now you with some information about our program prior to us making improvements. The program provided that we used to provide was the same type and frequency of interventions to all our members. So the member was identified for the disease management program. The nurse would outreach to that member. After engagement, the member would then receive the disease-specific educational material. Frequency outreach was undetermined, and it was at the discretion of the nurse coach and the patient. To improve the program, we developed a stratification system. Members were identified for the disease management program from various sources, such as claims data, utilization review, physician referrals, self-referrals, health fair referrals, and our health risk assessment. Members accumulate points for their identification sources, their utilization usage, which includes office visits, ER, and hospitalizations, and the high dollar cost. The greatest amount of points were assigned to those areas that increase the member's risk level. The points are combined to classify a member by risk level, either high, moderate, or low. Once a member is classified, the nurse coach will follow an intervention table which defines the interventions by a risk level. For all members identified for the program, Educational material was sent prior to the nurse outreaching to the patient. This gave the patient time to be able to review the material prior to them getting the phone call from the nurse coach. The classification level now determines the frequency of outreach. For those members that were stratified as low, they received one follow-up call from the nurse coach. And at that time, we assessed that they had needed, they understood their disease process, and if they had any additional services that were needed. For those patients that were classified as moderate, they received ongoing support and education on a quarterly basis. And those that were stratified and classified as high received outreach on a monthly basis. Prior to the development of this algorithm, number of outreaches and frequencies was undetermined, which limited our ability to outreach to all eligible members for the disease management program. An algorithm was developed to effectively utilize our resources. It provides the nurse coach with a defined process in relation to the number of outreaches and frequency. This screenshot of our disease management application references the information about the stratification. After viewing, the nurse coach is able to understand what type of frequency this patient would require. So for this example, this patient was stratified and classified as a moderate. The nurse coach understands that they were classified as this because they had two or more office visits. They have conditions as diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia, and they were identified from claims. Our study population were members covered by our self-funded health program. The number of lives this plan covers is 20,000. Out of those 20,000 lives, 3,400 lives were identified as eligible members for the disease management program. Average age range is between 40 and 59 years of age, with equal distribution between male and female. Following the improvements that we made to our program, we were able to increase our engagements compared to previous years. In 2008, we had engaged 95 members. In 2009, we had engaged 195 members. Following the changes and the improvements that we made, we were able to increase our engagement to 1,967 members. Other factors that contributed to this increased engagement is we went from a pool system where a nurse defines when she's ready to take more of a caseload to a push system where a predefined quota was set for each nurse coach. Program outcomes increased as well. For us to measure outcomes, we used a pre and post evaluation method. Questions are asked upon initial engagement and at set intervals throughout the program, normally at 6 and 12 months. The collection of data was limited if the nurse coach was unable to collect the post-evaluation questions. Therefore, the sample size is 256. In the chart, the lifestyle changes is in reference to patients who were able to change their diet or exercise, and then they had met the goal of lifestyle change. Patient met goals are self-directed goals by the patient. Asthma Action Plan is a care plan that is devised by the physician and then followed through by the patient. Upon completion, we provide a satisfaction survey. Results validated the changes we had made had improved satisfaction as well. Some of the comments that the members had about our program was they thought the program was exceptional. The coach did an outstanding job. They wished other health plans would offer this type of service. Moving forward, the next steps we would like to look at included collecting data to see if we were effective in improving population. Meaning, if a member was stratified as a high last year, were we able to move them to being a moderate risk level? We'd like the development of a maintenance program for members who have completed the program and just need one or two phone calls a year to check on their plan of care and to make sure they're taking the preventative measures that are necessary. We'd like to have the addition of socioeconomic factors such as low health literacy, inadequate health support system, and poor self-rating of health included in our stratification system. And we'd like to perform a comparative study to evaluate which method produces better outcomes. Is it the face-to-face where the coach is embedded in the primary care provider's office, or is it when the nurse coach is reaching out to the patient telephonically? In conclusion, by stratifying and classifying and integrating behavioral health theories into our disease management program, we were able to increase engagement as well as improve our member outcomes.